Jenny Epstein will go first, and she is a wonderful psychotherapist whose psychotherapy practice is called Blue Heron Healing Arts. She leads a group called How We Eat. She is an adjunct faculty at Naropa, and we're very, very lucky to have her, and she's a very dear friend of mine as well, and she's the reason that I got involved with the Grillo to start with.
And my name is Jenny Epstein Kesem. I've gotten married recently and have a new last name, which means magic, my last name. So I'm the speaker that is in place of Diane Renz, and I found out this morning that I was speaking. So, and I don't have a lot prepared, so we'll see what happens. But what's interesting is that Rohini put this muffin in my hand when we were sitting over here listening to the incredible band. Let's hear it for that band. I actually cried listening to your music. It was so beautiful. So anyway, this muffin lands in my lap, and I have a whole series of responses that maybe I'll just share with you to just give you a little bit of an example of what mindful eating can be about. So I'm just going to turn into my own experience here to share this with you. So I get the muffin. My mouth starts to water. I'm going to actually pretend like I got it just now, even though it was a few minutes ago. So I'm salivating, I have a little crumb that just landed in my hand. And of course, immediately I think, is it or is it not gluten-free? And I'm not sure to this moment, I don't know. And so I have all this fear, like I kind of want to eat it, but if it's not gluten-free, something could happen to my gut, or nothing could happen to my gut, and that would be scary too. Like, really, I don't need to be gluten-free all these years. I like being gluten-free. And I could go on, maybe I will a little bit later, but the concept of mindful eating is actually not so much about thinking. So Rohini said, we're a panel of thinkers, and I don't actually want to be a thinker so much. I mean, I am, of course, but what's really alive in the mindful eating practice is to come back into my body and notice, even right now, as I'm speaking, my heart's racing a little bit. I can see some faces out in the crowd. So I'm just demonstrating to you what it's like to actually stay in my body and stay present as I'm up here or as I'm eating. We're not actually supposed to eat in here, so I don't know if I'm gonna actually eat this. I don't know if I should break the rules. When I teach mindful eating, I make it very experiential. I wanted to pass out some kind of food to all of you, but unfortunately we can't in this theater. But the idea is to slow way, way, way down. So let's just do that. We can do that safely in the theater, I think. Is that okay? So if everyone just take a moment, you can be exactly where you are. You don't even have to change the way you're sitting or even the way you're breathing or anything, but just take a moment to notice. Your body. Maybe you feel your seat supporting your body, supporting your bottom. Maybe you feel your clothes, the sensation of wearing clothes. You might hear subtle sounds in the room. And just notice how you're breathing, however it is. It's not good or bad. And even if your eyes are closed, you might notice light coming in through your eyelids. So whatever you find here, and feel free to stay in this state the rest of the time I'm speaking anyway. So whatever we find when we go in like this is gold. This is information. And so often we, I'm just going to speak a little bit about sort of the American way is what I call it, but that we run around so stressed that we forget to take that moment or many moments to just listen to our own wisdom, what we already know. And it's completely understandable. We don't have enough money, we don't have enough time, we don't have enough information, we don't have enough love. So we're operating in a state of scarcity so often that we eat really fast. And as we're eating, we worry, is this gluten-free? Am I allergic to this? Is this gonna make me fat? Is this gonna raise my blood pressure? Is this okay? Is this poison? Am I a good girl if I eat this? Am I a bad girl if I eat this? So all of those thoughts add to our cortisol levels, they add to our stress, and we end up not really noticing the food, and then the food is not really satisfying, and then we eat more. Or we need really strong foods with really strong flavors to actually get any sensation at all. Lots of salt, lots of caffeine, lots of sugar, whatever it is. I like the salt. But whatever it is that we do to sort of have some experience, some sensation, and it's sort of like we crank up the volume because there's so much white noise, is I guess one way to put it. So then, just to complete this thought about this American way, so we eat too much, we eat too fast, and then we have indigestion, we have ulcers, we gain weight, we have all kinds of symptoms, and we don't feel like we are empowered to do anything about this because we're not connected to our own body. We don't really listen. We're just running scared a lot of the time. So we hire experts to tell us what to do. And a lot of, hopefully not these experts, but a lot of experts will tell us things that actually cover up those golden symptoms that, you know, like basically just suppress the symptoms. So we lose that incredible information that we actually already have. And then we have more symptoms. And we feel more and more out of control and more dependent on something outside of ourselves to give us the answer. And, you know, we worry a lot about what to eat rather than how to eat. So that's why the name of my groups are called How We Eat. So, you know, we're stressed, we hire these experts, we're not empowered, we're not at the center of our own healthcare, and then we're stressed, so we eat some more, and we do the cycle over and over again. So I would imagine that some of you recognize this cycle or some part of it in yourselves, and I know I do. And just checking the time here. Okay. I have a 14-month-old at home. She actually turned 14 months today. And when she eats, if it's really good, she'll go, nom, 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 more, 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 nom, 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 nom. And I actually want to just encourage us to eat like a baby, you know, like really eat if it's good, to have it be good in the entire body, you know, like it's good. You know, like really let it move through us. And you might look like a freak, so, you know, that's encouraged. And you may want to try this at home at first. But to however you can and wherever you are, you know, you can tailor your response, but to let the sensation of eating actually be a mindfulness practice where we get to wake up, just like you did here a few minutes ago, to whatever sensations are happening. And I'll just share a little story. I was leading a mindfulness group, a mindful eating group, where we brought our own food and ate together, which is a really interesting experiment. So I was eating a salad with a leftover homemade salad dressing that I had kind of, I just kept re-adding things to it, and it was old. And I took a bite of the salad. I was leading the group, and I had this explosion of sensation that was truly ecstatic, and it was a fennel seed. There was one fennel seed, and I just bit into it, and it was like this complex flavor, and it kind of had experiences in my whole mouth and front and the sides, and my mouth started to water, and it just woke me up. This one seed really just woke me up, and it just taught me so much about how many seeds I eat where I don't notice a thing, and I'm, you know, reading the internet or whatever I'm doing, being a mom or, you know. But that the power of just one seed can be unleashed if we just are willing to slow down enough. And it was so satisfying. It was like, I don't need to eat anything else. It was like ecstasy. And so for your enjoyment, when you step outside after the lecture, there's some little bowls with fennel seeds in them. And you can take one or a few. You can pretend like you're at an Indian restaurant where they give you fennel seeds on your way out. But just, I just want to invite you to try with a really fresh and open mind what it's like to just eat one seed. And if you can, you could try it sitting down in a quiet place. And if you don't have time for that, do it as you run out the door. And see, you know, mindfulness can be practiced in many states. It can be practiced while you're running or driving or talking on the phone. But it is easier, especially as beginners, it's easier to train our mindfulness capacity when we're quiet and slowed down. That I find that. The other thing I was thinking about the other day is animals and how we ascribe a lot of poor eating habits to animals. So I don't know if anyone can think of some of these, but like, I ate like a cow. I was such a pig. I hogged that. I wolfed it down. So, you know, it's sort of like a not a good thing to eat like an animal. It's, you know, not considered attractive. But that actually, guess what? We are animals. And so I was just thinking about really encouraging myself to eat like an animal, to eat with all of my sensations, to, you know, like get my nose up in this and like rub my face with it, like, again, like a baby also, to really experience the food with my whole body. And what I find is if I allow myself to do that, again, I am so much, I'm fuller so much faster, or sooner, I guess I would say, not faster. And there's this incredible sensation of satisfaction. What also happens is we begin to notice our emotions, and the emotions that are, emotions and eating are so incredibly connected. So when I slow down enough to experience my emotions, there can be some uncomfortable things that come up, like anxiety, loneliness, fear, etc. You know, probably all of the emotions, the wanted ones and the unwanted ones. And so that's another reason that, you know, we kind of don't feel like we have the resources to go there when we're just having a quick lunch. So we speed up so that we don't have to feel all of that. But actually those emotions also give us so much information. And I really believe and have experienced in my own health journeys that there is such a deep connection between the health symptoms that we experience and emotions. And if I'm, you know, another thing that so many of us do is we kind of stuff emotions by overeating, and that in a way is putting kind of it's putting a Band-Aid over this gold information that we could have. And so even if I overeat, which I'm sure every one of us has overeaten in our lifetimes, maybe once, so to actually notice, even as I'm overeating, what's happening right in this moment? What am I doing right now? What do I actually feel? What is this food actually treating? And, you know, what just happened maybe 5 minutes ago that made me feel like I really needed to eat this ice cream or whatever it is? So welcoming the emotions is also part of mindful eating. And in a sense, that's it. It's kind of simple in a way that the technology of this particular practice is not really technology. It's really the opposite in a way. It's finding information from within. And so I feel really excited to learn from these other speakers about different diets that I don't know a whole lot about. And I too have a lot of interest in what should I eat and what is the right diet for us. So I don't want to diminish the importance of those kinds of conversations. And as we explore which diet is the right one for us, a suggestion is to really notice our response, notice our own bodies as we're eating. And I didn't hear what you said.
Beautiful.
Oh, beautiful, she says. But to notice, well, how does that feel as I eat it? How does it feel even before I eat it? When I buy the thing or grow the thing or cook the thing, how is that feeling? And then as I'm actually eating it, how does it feel? And how does it feel 5, 10, 15 minutes later, 2 hours later? And that's information. Because it's my belief that there's a lot of wisdom in each of these different diets, but not every diet we don't have the same body, so we need different things depending on who we are and where we are. And so a beautiful way to find that information is from your own system. Oops, I've gone over time. So I'm going to stop there, and I really look forward to hearing the other panelists. Thank you.
Please, that microphone holder. I'll put the microphone in.